And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Mexa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Rock God Rick Mexa is out today, but we have a beautiful, beautiful venue today to broadcast from. We're live at the Kona Kai Resort on beautiful Shelter Island, overlooking San Diego Bay, and we have a great show lined up for you here at this incredible Kona Kai Resort. Steve Pinard, Adam Vivas from the Kona Kai Resort and Marina, and Pete Giacalone from Kustler Yacht. It's going to be a great show talking fishing and talking about one of the finest marinas in Southern California. You stay tuned. Southern California's sport fishing voice is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Alaska's Katmai Lodge is a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. You'll fish for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, and on even years, pinks, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and the nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's U.S. Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in. They are exceptional teachers and ensure you have days that are fish filled and fun with freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, there are fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon, as well as fresh, delicious meals prepared by their exceptional chef. Elevate your visit with a quick flyout trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. For the best fishing adventure ever, visit katmai.com. That's katmai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, and we are live at the Kona Kai Resort. Oh, boy, they are putting on the feed bag already here. We have breakfast full speed going on. We have champagne, mimosas. We have Bloody Marys, coffee, water. Kodiakai does it right here, Steve Pinard.
I told you, B, we don't fool around.
Man, and we're at the new beautiful suites on the lawn right next, right behind the fountain at the entrance of the Kodiakai Resort. If you want to come down here, plenty of time to come down, grab breakfast, win some amazing prizes we're giving away. We're right here at the end of Shelter Island. You come to the almost at the end of Shelter Island, you'll see the Kodiakai Resort. Probably best to just park somewhere on the street. Walk into the main part of the resort here. You'll see the big fountain, and we're literally right behind the big fountain on the new lawn next to the suites. Now, Kodiakai just created a lot of new things here and a lot of new additions, right?
Well, I mean, obviously you've been part of here for a little while, but you know, we've been talking about what's going to happen. Well, the final product is here. You know, they had the grand reopening for the resort in June. Added, I think it was 44 suites, so hotel rooms are just suites. Obviously, the adult pool that's right next to us, which is beautiful,
right.
A bar
beautiful
down there.
Beautiful club pool.
You know, all sorts of little amenities like this, this wedding area. I mean, is there a cooler spot to have your wedding?
Jeez.
Overlooking the marina on one side and San Diego Bay on the other?
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful.
It's fantastic. And a lot of amenities at the marina. Adam Vreeves is the dock master at the marina. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And tell us about why somebody should keep their boat at the Kodiakai Resort.
Well, it's the full experience. I mean, we have new Bellingham docks. You have access to all the resort amenities. There's a pool here for you. There's a state-of-the-art workout facility. You know, we have probably the most available parking as far as marinas go on Shelter Island. And then we have the option of street parking, which a lot of marinas, you're kind of stuck. So we have a gated parking lot that's only accessible by marina tenants. And, you know, it's probably one of the cleanest, nicest marinas in town. We like to think of ourselves as having a very high-end product. And I can tell you, too, there's a lot of really capable fishermen on our docks. I just installed security cameras, and I've been watching people wheel big bluefin tuna from the dock to their car. It's actually been more entertainment than anything.
Yeah.
It's just been an amazing season. I can't believe, you know, some guy got a swordfish the other day.
Unbelievable.
And, yeah, my freezer's full, and I haven't even been on the water this year.
Wow, you get well taken care of.
Yeah.
So one thing, I keep my boat here at the Kodiakai Marina, and one thing I got to say is your guys are constantly patrolling the docks and keeping things clean, keeping things in order. You don't allow people to junk up the docks and keep things very tidy around the marina. You do a great job, Adam.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I think that's important. I do look at a lot of other situations in town, and, you know, a lot of it is our tenants. You know, they keep their front yards clean, and they have very nice boats, and it's kind of just a representation of who they are. You know, we have a lot of really good people here. And they're avid boaters, and that makes up a majority of our tenants, if not all of them.
Yes.
And that's very important.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So. Yeah. You know, Adam does a really good job, but like, just like you said, policing it. You know, like the dock carts, he doesn't let the vendors use it. So when you go to throw your own stuff in it, there's not oil from the, you know, oil change the guy just did. You know, he doesn't let the guys work on weekends. So you come down and use your boat, you know, to have the guy next to you buffing, you know, having a buffer go on the boat next door. So,
yeah.
You know, just like you said, it makes for that resort style.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And the thing about it is at a, you know, just a few bucks more a foot for your boat, you're getting a lot of different amenities. Access to, like you say, the world-class gym, the pool, the main pool, the actual the resort itself, the Spa Terra, the restaurant.
Discounts at all of them.
And you have access to all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Discounts
on
the
like,
rooms.
It's like you're a part of the club, but you're not paying for it. It's part of your
Yeah, it's part of your deal. And, I mean, you also, you know, we have a great establishment for venues and or a great venue for, you know, weddings and that sort of thing. And you do get a discount on that stuff, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the resort encourages you to use all aspects of it as a marina tenant, and they want to reward you for that. So, I mean, I had an event up at the restaurant the other day, and I was just blown away by the quality of food. I mean, it's just the chef is just amazing.
How's the food this morning, guys and gals? Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, all right. Yeah, they catered this event here out on the lawn here. It's a nice morning. Look at that. I see people sipping Bloody Marys and a little bit of mimosas going, some coffee and
breakfast burritos. Yeah, so come on down. It's available to you. Come on down. It's a beautiful morning here on Shelter Island, right at the end of Shelter Island, the Kona Kai Resort. Come on down and join us. We're going to be here all morning till 9 o'clock this morning, so talking about this great thing. So one of the things we should talk about is the additional club membership. You don't necessarily have to have a boat to be a member of the Kona Kai Club, right?
Yep, absolutely. You know, you can talk to Andrea. She's the club director. They're doing some amazing things with the club. She is just full throttle trying to just make it as exclusive and wonderful as possible. They have a exclusive lounge off the restaurant, which is really nice. They just redid all the furniture, and it's just for club members. The adult pool that they just added is
right behind us.
Yeah. It's an amenity. I mean, it's like a Vegas style pool. I mean, they got the music going. They got they got towels and little flags when you need a drink, and they got cabanas. And I mean, it's just a really high end experience. And you know, it's kind of what the resort's moving towards.
Yeah.
And it's just become this exclusive, wonderful oasis on the end of the island.
Yeah.
That people want to be a part of.
Yeah. And it's very affordable, right, Stephen?
Yeah, yep. Again, Andrew can help you all with that. But just like you said, I mean, the Kona Kai Club was legendary here for I mean, I'm going to throw the number 50 years, forever.
I grew up here, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Kona Kai Club. And if you were somebody, you belonged to the Kona Kai Club, then, you know, the hotel kind of got a little old and the club sort of went away. Noel House came in, obviously invested a ton of money in this hotel and has really upgraded it, and it is a great product right now to become the part of that Kona Kai Club. I mean, it's, you know, just like Adam said, but it's free valet parking. You pull up, and you just get out of your car, and you hand the guy the keys.
Really?
Yeah,
if you're a club member?
If you're a club member, yeah, and you get to use the whole resort.
Wow.
And, you know, both pools, and, you know, one is, like, exclusive for them and adults. And just like you said, discounts and everything, their own little lounge, and they do all sorts of events. Like, I think it's, what do they do, Wine Wednesdays or something. And, you know, there's just tons of a social end of it to, just like you said, get it and you don't have to have a boat.
Yeah, indeed. It's really fantastic. Well, come on down to the Kona Kai Resort this morning because we're broadcasting live all morning long. Boy, oh boy, have we laid out some amazing giveaways here for our Step Up to the Mic people here. Tommy P., our famous assistant here, is taking names and having fun here. And first of all, Step Up to the Mic prize number one is going to be a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Big Wave. It's got a translucent matte gray frame, blue Hawaii lens, my favorite lens. You like that blue Hawaii lens?
I do like it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And then Maui Pure lens material, which is their most popular lens material, super lightweight, and it's the Maui Glass is amazing, and the Maui Pure is maybe even more amazing because it's an even lighter product. So we're giving another way to one lucky person that steps up to the mic this morning. We have a night stay at the Kona Kai Resort. We have another night stay. We have two different night stay at the Kona Kai Resorts, which would entail you come down, spend the night here, and enjoy all the amenities, right?
Yeah. The full show, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Another one is a 50-minute Noble massage at the Spa Terra, which is the beautiful spa here at the Kona Kai, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things you probably need to do a little walkthrough, but it is just an absolutely amazing state-of-the-art spa. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then we're going to have brunch for four people at the fabulous Vessels Restaurant, which Stephen and I are regulars.
We are.
Yeah, indeed. And Adam's, like, kind of there all the time, too.
I love the Eggs Benedict, man. It's
world
class.
So good.
World class.
And, of course, you could have – I think they need to change the name of the salmon kale salad to the Steve Pinard salad.
Yeah.
It's a good one, though.
They have a Bloody Mary bar that is like second to none for the Saturday and Sunday brunch.
So, and that's included in the brunch.
That I don't know.
Yeah,
but
it's.
Yeah, you know what? We'll make
I'm pretty
included.
Sure it is.
It's
I'm
included
pretty sure
in the
it
brunch.
Is. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yep. So, come on down. Speaking of brunch, come on down and join us this morning here for breakfast, free breakfast, as well as other things here and all the great prizes. And numbers are 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. Come on down to the Kona Kai Resort. So let me ask you this, Adam. If you have a boat and you want to get a slip here, like you're in another marina and you want to move over, it's like, yeah, this sounds pretty good. How do you do it?
Well, we've made it very easy. You go to our website, www.konakaimarina.com, and we have an online application, and it's all VeriSign now. You just fill out your boat information, fill out your personal information. You're 100% protected, secure, and it's a professional, you know, soup to nuts process. And what we'll do is we'll acknowledge it, we'll ask for a couple photos of the boat, and, you know, we'll start the conversation, and then we'll find out, you know, when you're looking to leave, and we'll have you look around and find what we have available, and, you know, we'll work with you throughout the whole process. I mean, it's very important when you put your boat in a marina that you're comfortable with the space, that it, you know, matches your ability to drive the boat, and we just... You know, we're boaters.
Yeah.
And it's
boaters
not,
and fishermen.
Yeah, yeah. Although I've stopped fishing since it just arrives to my door now. Already drink that. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, people in the audience that have given me fish. There's a guy right here.
Indeed.
So, yeah, I mean, we make it as easy as possible. Obviously, you know, right now we're at about 98% occupancy. I think we have four slips open, 32 32s and a 40 that,
wow.
That I know off the top of my head. The small boat market has just exploded this summer. Mm-hmm. A lot of dealerships are taking on new lines, Kussel Yachts included. They just picked up Albemarle,
yeah,
and which is a beautiful boat.
So you have a lot of big and small boats.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of really, I mean, if you look at the row behind us, it's all outboard fishing boats. It's all, you know, what would normally remain on a trailer. But the fishing's just been so great this year, and you know, the experience is positive here.
And
it's
the other
wonderful.
Cool thing is that we here are the closest to the open ocean.
Yeah.
And the closest to the Everingham Brothers bait receiver.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what's nice, too, is you kind of leave your slip and you're out in the ocean ready to go fishing.
Yeah.
Bait up at the Everingham Brothers and go.
Yeah. And, I mean, fish processing is right over at Liberty Station, too.
Absolutely.
Mean, you know, you can, that's what they do.
Yeah, fisherman's processing right there.
Yeah.
Fuel dock right here.
Fuel dock right here, Pearson's Fuel, Go see Don and the guys over there. It's all right here.
Literally, take a right, go get fuel, turn around, go left, hit the bait barge, and you're out the channel.
Easy game, yeah. Well, as you can hear, great show this morning, and let's go ahead and start off with the one and only Wayne from CCA is here. Wayne was here as early as I was this morning. He was here in the dark, dark 30, right, Wayne? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing today?
Doing great. Well, I guess we should first announce the winner of the CCA Bill Varney drawing this month for the calendar, right?
Yeah, great. So this month on the Bill Varney Sport Fishing calendar is a memory spike and a fish holder that are up here on the table from Daryl Weiss at Fish Grumps and Grumps to Grumps. It's a memory spike and a fish holder for calendar number 2671. 2671. So if you happen to have that number, come out and get a hold of me, and we'll get these to you. It's a great family-owned business. It's all about giving back to the family.
Oh, that's cool. It's really cool. If you want to check them out, they're right here to demonstrate for our audience here. Grab those things and show them how it all works, Wayne, and get up to the mic there and show how it works. So
what happens, guys, is we go out fishing all the time, and the one thing everybody wants to do is hold up their fish. Well, they get bloody. You're holding the guts, right, and the gills. So the fish holder is a great thing. You just put it right up the gill, and you can hold it nice and steady for every picture that you have. On top of that, he has this thing called the memory spike. So if you go out fishing like we've been, and it's all been big cow tunas, you need to spike the head. And the great thing is it's all fish, right? So when every day you go out, you go fishing, you use the spike. Every time you catch a fish and spike it, there's the different types of fish. You notch the spike, and at the end of the season you put the picture of the best catch inside and you put this up on the shelf. It's the memory of everything that you did for that season.
Wow, that's
so it's
cool.
A really great,
what a great
idea he came up with. Daryl Weiss out of Orange County.
Very good. So give us an update on what's going on with CCA.
Wow, CCA, we got so much going on. We have a banquet coming up on November 10th over at Hub SeaWorld Research Institute.
Yeah,
it's
big San Diego banquet.
San Diego banquet. So it's 1 to 5, Hub SeaWorld Research Institute, right at the Landing Market, right there in Mission Bay, 1 to 5 p.m. You can go up on Eventbrite and get tickets or go to our website and find the links. We're fighting for our right to keep fishing out here, guys. The live bait fishery is being attacked by groups wanting to shut us down. So we're fighting at the Pacific Fisheries Management Council here in November. It'll be in Del Mar, and we're going to fight for our right to keep our live bait up and down the coast. So that's a couple big things going on. On top of that, we're going up and down the coast trying to start new chapters. We need help. We need people to go out, and we need people to get involved. We're trying to start one out in Ontario. We're going to keep working our way up the coast, Santa Barbara north, and we're always looking for people to get involved. San Diego chapter, L.A., Orange County, Channel Islands, they're all there. But, you know, it always takes a lot of work a lot of people to get involved to help us out.
Yeah, and we're growing immensely here, and thanks to your leadership and your new partner, Chris, helping out, who's here. Thanks, Chris, for being here.
Chris Arisadero right there, guys, yeah. Assistant director.
Yeah, assistant director of CCA California. All the information's on the website, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All the information. The website's being redone right now by Chris, and it's being updated. But, yes, all of our information's up there. Hey, one thing that you guys probably haven't heard is we tagged a bunch of bluefin because, you know, the groups came at us about the endangerment, potentially that the bluefin were endangered. We fought that away, so we kept to keep fishing them here in California. But we still need to know what's really going on. We believe in truthful science. So we had a group out of Orange County go up and tag big bluefin so we can understand their spawning pattern and their migration patterns. And so that was the start of a new program that we did this year with Bill Shedd and his group and Barbara Block. And hopefully we'll just continue to do that next year because this is our important for us, for our fishery.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, CCACalifornia.org is the website.
Yes.
Buy tickets for the San Diego Banquet on November
10th,
and see all the things at CCA. Get involved. You can join.
Come on down, and you get to actually tour the hatchery. And we'll be doing broodstock programs, too. We're going to continue the white sea bass and the halibut program.
And if you join CCA, you come to the banquet, you're a member.
You become a member with your entry.
With your entry. And if you're already a member,
it just extends to the end of your expiration.
All right. Very good. All right. Thanks, Wayne, for all your hard work. Thanks, Chris, for being down here to the Konakai Resort. Once again, we're live at the Konakai Resort and beautiful Shelter Island. Come on down. Free breakfast and cocktails this morning and coffee and the whole deal. Come on down and join us right here at the end of Shelter Island in San Diego at the Konakai. And when we come back, we're going to be giving some great stuff away, talking fishing, talking the marina. Stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Over 20 manufacturers' reps like Shimano. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, a giant raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best Shimano rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skills. The winner gets a Tranks 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives from Shimano and PowerPro to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle and lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd. Check fishermanslanding.com.
You know, the yellowfin tuna fishing is still good. You go down, I think it's down up a hidden bank, you know, 40 to 60 miles down. A lot of school-sized yellowfin tuna, pretty much limits for everybody. It's wide open. It's almost Halloween. And the choice right now, you want something that fly lines really well, smaller bait at the Everingham Brothers right now. You want something that fly lines really well. The Trinidad, small Trinidads are the way to go. Man, I love those little Trinidads. How about you?
So they're amazing reels.
Yeah, they are amazing reels. And you fly line, you put Power Pro 50 or 65 pound on there, little short top chop of Seaguar fluorocarbon, small number two or one hook, and you're in business to catch those smaller, great yellow fins. And you know, if you want something bigger, like what Adam was talking about, those larger grade bluefin tuna, Shimano's got you covered on that with the Talica series. You know, anywhere from the Talica 50 for the big kite fish or, down to the Talica 25, Talica 20. That is your go-to reel. You match those with the Therese rod. You have power and versatility when it comes to landing big and small fish, all kinds. So check it out, the Trinidad, Therese, and Talica series at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Come join our seasoned crew led by Captain Aaron Remy and me on a fishing adventure to remember. Our 2018 schedule is available now with multi-day trips to fit your budget. The Searcher has remodeled cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and great meals prepared by our chefs. Don't wait. Book your adventure online now at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Visit SearcherSportFishing.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event is back. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 6 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes come with 6 full years of warranty protection. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Offer ends November 19th, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. 36-month limited warranty and 36-month Yamaha extended service contract. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 36-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Sea Keeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenRen.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here, along with Steve Pinarda, Adam Vivas from the Kona Kai Resort. Tommy P's here taking care of business, and the fantastic staff of the Kona Kai Resort serving a breakfast and mimosas, Bloody Marys, coffee, the whole deal. Come on down. It's all free. We're right behind the fountain at the front entrance of the Kona Kai Resort at the end of Shelter Island. Got a fantastic venue here. The new, these are the new luxury suites here, Stephen.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then we're on the lawn here, which is a perfect venue for your next party or your wedding. Maybe your next wedding, Adam.
Yep. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather buy a boat.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Smart.
Yeah. And but it is a beautiful venue here. And Bill is here, stepping up to the mic. We're giving away some phenomenal prizes. Two night stays at the Kona Kai Resort, a 50-minute Noble House massage at the Spa Terra, a really beautiful Spa Terra, brunch for four at Vessels Restaurant, as well as that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the Big Wave. Could be you, Bill.
It could be me. Thank you. And good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for putting on such a nice little spread for us. Steve and Adam, I had a couple questions. Thank you. I was kind of wondering, when was the Kona Kai established? Okay, and two, what does the term Kona Kai mean?
Adam?
pass?
Yeah.
No. As far as when it was established, I can tell you it was before I was born.
Yeah.
It's been around for a long time. I mean, if you go into the lobby, you'll see pictures of the Kennedys and a lot of the Rat Pack from that era. So
I can tell you I was here in 1965.
Okay.
1964, to be exact. And we had our boat at the Kona Kai Club. So it was here long before that. Yeah. Back then, the famous Alisios owned it when I was here. And the Alisio, remember Mr. A's and all those guys? Yeah, they were kind of like the icons of San Diego back in the day when there was only like 200,000 people here.
Yeah.
So. And the term Kona Kai, do you know?
I have no idea. Yeah, it's...
Anybody got Google?
Yeah, we can find it. Gentle wind.
Ah,
okay, very good. See, now we know.
I just got better at my job.
Yeah, how about that?
It has gone through a lot of transformations, though, obviously.
True.
You know, I mean, I hear about the Coconuts restaurant that was down here. It was actually attached to the hotel next door. It was all one thing. And then, during the America's Cup, it became the home base for one of them. And
Stars and Stripes,
Anyways, it's gone through so many transformations. So many ownership changes.
This is very nice.
It is spectacular. Nice. I mean, if you look at an overview, like an aerial view of this piece of property, it is absolutely stunning, you know. And then to have it all finally fixed up and, you know, have this product is It's spectacular. Yeah. It really is. I mean,
it's very nice.
Yeah. Bill, thank you for coming down to Kona Kai, and you got here nice and early for helping us out. Appreciate that. How many boat slips are here, Adam?
We have about 520, and I say about. We've changed it a little bit and had to throw some things on the inside ties of K-Dock just to accommodate. Yeah, there's actually a 60 that's resting up on the side tie. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
Really good captain because he just walks that thing out sideways. And
smallest boat you have and the biggest boat you have?
Smallest slip we have is 30. Largest space we have, we've accommodated up to a 225. Actually, the Atessa, which is anchored out on Harbor Island. Actually, they're both in town, but
yeah.
The smaller one, the 225-footer, is we've had that here, full helicopter landing and all that good stuff. So
right here at the resort.
That was the best call I ever got. Can we land the helicopter? I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
Hey.
Why not?
That's pretty cool. All right. Yeah. Well, let's continue. Jim is here from West Marine. You see Jim's smiling face when you go back in the tackle shop at West Marine, and Jim came down here. Come on up to the mic, Jim. You're up. Thanks for coming down to the Kona Kai Resort. And appreciate you coming down.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great. Good morning. To see you.
Great. Yeah, I just wanted to come down and represent West Marine, let everybody know that we're here for all your fishing needs and all your boating needs. And we're here to help out. Very interested in getting West Marine involved with the CCA. I think it's a great organization, something we really need to concentrate on.
Yeah, go ahead and step right up to that mic, Jim. There we go. Yeah.
Couple questions. The one question I was going to have is the amount of boats that you guys have at the marina, and the largest and the smallest.
Okay. I stole your question.
Yeah, you did. yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, okay. And of course, you guys do a lot of stuff. I saw JC there the other day at West Marine, and you guys do a lot of events for fishermen right there at the San Diego West Marine.
Yeah, this is true. Every fourth Friday, we're going to have a thing called a fishing frenzy. And we're going to have little seminars and everything on people, for people to come in, and we can teach different kind of tactics and things on the stuff. I'd like to get the CCA involved in that one also.
That'd be great. We'd love it. All right, Jim. Well, keep up the great work. Thanks for coming down to the Kona Kai Resort. Jim from Hamul has come down out of Hamul and down to the Kona Kai Resort. Thanks for coming down, Jim.
Thanks a lot. This is great. Having a good time.
Thank you.
Nice setup. So, I've been listening to your show for a long, long time, and I remember quite a few years ago, you had a biologist or someone talking about eating fish out of the San Diego Bay. And I remember specifically, you could eat it something like once a week or something, but you asked him, you said, well, would you eat it? And he said, no. So my question is, how about the lobster? Has anybody said anything about the lobster out of the bay?
Well, I eat the lobsters out of the bay, and it's a good question because I've been told that they're pretty transient, the lobsters. There are a lot of residents here, but there's a lot of transient ones that move in and out. So I'm kind of still here, and I know a lot of people, I don't think I'm glowing too much, but I know a lot of people eat the lobsters out of the bay. But I think that's a very good question.
It is a good question.
Yeah. I mean, traditionally, lobsters are trash eaters anyway, so whether the trash is in the bay and whether the trash is out in the ocean, does it make a difference?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, but a very good question.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see if we can get an answer from a biologist on
that. That'd be good. Thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thanks for coming down to the Kona Kai Resort. We appreciate that. All right. Adam is in our studio and on the phone lines, which 858-457 or 877-792-1090. If you want to get through, there's your chance. Tony in Corona is on the line. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you, Pete?
Great. Thanks for joining
us. You bet. My point is this. Talking about the bait a little while ago, and they want to shut down fisheries, and they want to go after the bait, and they want to go after all these things. In a couple of weeks, we're having an election. I'm asking everybody, do your homework. Take a look and see who voted for what, who's been in office how long, who's been supported by Governor Brown who's trying to shut everything down on us, who's been supported for 12 terms by Governor Davis back in the 80s even. I mean, this is where people have got to do their homework. I'm not going to get all political, but do your homework and take a look and see. That's where you can make a difference, getting the right people in office that will support and understand that hunting and fishing is conservation, and it's not shut everything down, and that's the only way to save it. They don't understand that fish need to be harvested. That's what makes them stronger. Animals need to be harvested, or they die off. They are missing that in legislature so terribly. That's just the point I wanted to say. I won't take up any more of your guys' time. Love your
Thanks,
show.
Tony.
Listen every weekend.
I appreciate that, and that's a very good message.
You're spot on. Yep.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know what I couldn't believe, and I don't like to get political, is that the gas tax may lose. The overturning of the gas tax?
Because you have to do your research.
Yeah.
Because
I can't believe people want to pay more tax.
Stop road building tax. You know, it's very, very, very deceptive.
Yeah.
So you need to read that, and it's yes on six, but I won't get into that either.
Yeah.
But again, all of that stuff is definitely tainted, or it can be tainted depending how you look at it. So just like you said, he's about any of your issues, you need to do the research,
before
you vote.
Yeah.
Certainly the road tax.
Yep.
It's made to fail.
Yeah.
The way it's written. So.
No doubt about it. Good point. Hey, Kitty from Hamul came down. Did you come down in the same car? Okay, good. Yeah, that's good. All right, thanks for coming down to the Kona Kai Resort.
Well, thank you for having us. This is a wonderful venue. I just wanted to make a comment. You have talked about the Maui Jim sunglasses. My husband bought a pair. He loved them. He got another pair. He got me a pair for my birthday.
Sweet.
I love them. And so we got our son and his wife a pair, so we're a Maui Jim family.
Fantastic. Perfect. That's great. And there's nothing like them, is there?
Best sunglasses ever.
Yeah, for sure.
And mine are prescription, so.
Oh, even better, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a phenomenal prescription department there.
Yes, it's outstanding.
It's not the cheapest, but they're worth it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And thank you.
All right, thanks for coming down. Appreciate that. You know, there's a place called Dana Landing that has probably the best selection of Maui Jim sunglasses for fishermen in San Diego. Have you ever heard of that place, Steve?
I have. It's a good spot.
Yeah, it's a real good spot. Yeah.
I was just going to say, the best customer of Maui Jim is someone that already has them.
Yes.
You don't even have to sell them. They just walk up and, you know, you start to go into it, and they're like, I already own them. And you're like, all right, which ones do you want?
Yeah.
It truly is, you know.
They're a class company, for sure. And dealing with them, too, you know, and Stephen and I both deal with them. And that is just, they're nothing but class when that company's they just do everything right.
They do the right thing. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no question.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's still owned by one guy. It's not a corporation
that's
worrying about stock price and everything else. It's just one guy who owns it, and it's still kind of a family, huge family company, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Dennis in Linda Vista came down here this morning to the Kona Kai Resort. Thanks, Dennis, for coming down. Appreciate your time. And come on over to the mic. He's working his way over to the mic here. And, again, Adam, if somebody says, I want to bring my boat over here, can they just kind of talk to you today? If they come down here, you can kind of chat about what's going on and what do you have available and all that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, give us a call or email us through the website.
If you don't want to do the website, you can just call and ask for Adam and say, hey,
absolutely.
I want to talk boat slips with Adam.
And I will say yes.
Okay, cool. All right, good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. You could have picked a more beautiful day to have an event like
Isn't
this.
Isn't it awesome?
It's
really something, isn't it?
I have a question. A few years ago, a buddy of mine went on a half-day boat, and as he walked off going to his car, fishing game was there, and they inspected his fish and stuff, and it wasn't properly cleaned by the crew. And for the last couple of years, I've been hoping that you got fishing game out here or a lawyer to talk about who's really responsible for, if you pay someone to do this. He just paid the fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you pay someone, are they responsible or not? Or maybe one of these days you can get...
From what I understand, if it's your fish, you're responsible, right, Steve?
I believe so. That's that's the way I understand it as well.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, they can actually, there's been cases where they find both of them, too.
Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. which is the case. Yeah, you know what's interesting is the new bluefin tuna and tuna fillet regulations are very complex. And I don't even understand them. Do you?
No, but, you know, the other option was you weren't going to be able to fillet it.
Yes.
So, I mean,
at least you get the fillet.
It's very, very difficult to follow, but you know, I think that was the two options.
But they're pretty specific on what the regulations are. It's just you have to remember them when you're filleting the fish, especially if you're on your own boat. If you're on a sport boat, they should know them because they do it all the time. And like on the Impulse, on your six-pack boat, those guys fillet them within the regulations, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
For sure. So you just know what's going on.
And another question, is SeaWorld still taking white sea bass heads for research?
I would think so.
Hubs is, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can drop them off at Dana Landing.
Dana Landing, really? Yeah. You guys have a freezer?
We throw them in the freezer and just call them. They come over and get
them. And they'll come over.
Absolutely.
All right, very good.
Okay, thank
hey,
you
Dennis, thanks for coming down to the Konakai Resort. And when we come back, more of your questions, more from Steve, more from Adam. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Saturday, November 3rd is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Seminars by saltwater experts, incredible deals on tackle, top tackle manufacturers like AFTCO showing off their full line of clothing built for saltwater anglers. Check AFTCO out at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 3rd.
Quality is the name of the game at Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay. Free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, plus a great fleet. It's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Prowler, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack. Perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Mapleview and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Steve Pinard and Adam Vivas from the Konakai Resort, having a great time here. Come on down. It's a beautiful morning and a beautiful venue here at the Konakai Resort. Just come to the end of Shelter Island, park on the street and walk in. You'll see the big fountain. We're right behind the fountain. You can't miss it. Nice crowd here this morning. Thanks to everybody for coming out. And are you enjoying the breakfast that the Konakai's giving us here this morning? Breakfast, we have mimosas, Bloody Marys, coffee, water, everything you could want down here. It's all free. And thanks to Steve and Adam for putting that all together. And appreciate that. Hey, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja. The Castman's Report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. Local tuna and yellowtail fishing, it's still happening right now. You got to make that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has strength and durability as well as that right design that makes it easy to hook your bait and put fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, boys. Man, free breakfast, free mimosas, and Bloody Marys. Pete, you sure reminded me. I forgot I was going to be there today.
You should have come down, Cass. You could have stayed on the boat and heck have been right here in the morning giving your report.
I know,
live.
Man. I completely forgot about it. And, you know, oh, well, it's another one of those, you know, age things. I can't remember things growing up.
I got you. So anyway, what's going on down in the Baja?
Yeah. Well, you know, Pete, these north winds, Santa Ana winds that we just had this past week, you know, those when those things start blowing, it really blows that north wind all the way down to Sea of Cortez, you know, starting there at San Felipe all the way down to East Cape and out from there. So with that happening, the water starts to cool off. And, boy, you could sure notice the change in the fishing there in Loreto and La Paz, especially. The reports there from Danny there at Loreto indicated they're still catching a few small Dorado, yellowtail, nothing really big, but they are getting some pretty good bottom fish on the Cabrillo and the Pargo. And we get down into La Paz, which was really red hot here the last couple of months, especially with that tuna around the southeast end of Sarabo Island and up at Espirito Santo Island, which is really unusual to get the tuna up in that area. That really cooled off this past week. Same thing with the wahoo they were catching. It really, really slowed down. So the water's starting to cool. Those north winds are starting to blow. But what really came alive this past week was the big Kubera snappers there on La Paz. They were getting some big boys. And really kind of weird because normally, you know, they'll drag one or two. But, man, they were getting quite a few of them this past week. So, you know, that bottom fishing seems to be taking off. We get down into East Cape and south from there to San Jose del Cabo there. Still very, very good tuna fishing there at the local banks there at the Iman, the San Luis, Vino Rama area. Fish up to 100 pounds. And more of those big fish are starting to be caught now. I'd say most of the tuna is going to be in that 20 to 50-pound range, but they are getting some 100-pounders there. Also, good news for those guys are going down to catch the wahoo in our annual wahoo rumble there, November 2 to 6. The wahoo are starting to show up now in pretty good numbers. Some nice quality fish up to 40 pounds being taken there. Of course, those are being taken on the usual Rapala, the X-Raps, the 20, the 30, the 40 in the dark colors, working real well there on those wahoo. So it's happening, and it'll continue to happen there through the month of November and December. And then, of course, that fishing will then move over to the Pacific side, and the Cabo boats will start fishing them strong. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Pete. Still got a couple spots left open on our Pesca Panama trip, April 6th to 13th. And, of course, our Let's Talk Hookup Loreto Rumble, May 19 to 23. Got about a half a dozen rooms left on that. Anybody wants to book one of those trips or any trip into the Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, give us a call at Cass Tours at 800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Hey, Cass, man, we just had our 24th annual Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular last weekend. That north wind kind of got us. Actually, we had a southern wind from that hurricane and then a north wind. So we had kind of the combination, and our fishing days Saturday and Sunday were both pretty rough. But, we have some of the participants that were here, and they said they still caught some fish. Saturday was pretty tough for most boats, but Sunday was a pretty good day for fishing. We had, I think, 16 billfish released and a lot of tuna. A lot of people were limiting out, especially Sunday, by 9 a.m. on the tuna, up to 49 pounds, I think, was the largest tuna. We had a wahoo on Saturday that $500 cash from Statewide Stripes there, and $500 cash from Let's Talk Hookup for the largest tuna, too. But it was a great time. The Van Wormers, Palmas de Cortez, did such a great job. We had 65 people, 22 boats, and one of our biggest in quite a while there. Makara Pulling Lures gave us all custom lures for prizes and a bunch of lures to give away. And it was a really, really good time. And East Cape is such a great spot. And Palmas de Cortez just did a fantastic job. And Eddie Dalmall, what a great guy he is. Right, Castman?
Oh, yeah, Eddie. Matter of fact, I heard you were going to go watch the baseball game over at the Smokehouse that evening. My intelligence that I have down there got back to me. Let me know what you were doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eddie's a big Dodger fan, as I am, too. And, all we can say today is go Dodgers, right? Game 7.
Go Dodgers.
Right, Steven?
That's right.
Yeah. Steven doesn't even care because his team's in Boston.
Oh,
so he doesn't care. But I told him, just think, if the Dodgers win, it's a freeway series, man. Right. You can just drive right up.
I like it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But
that way he doesn't have to fly back east. He can just drive up the freeway and be there. But anyway, go SC. They're playing Utah tonight at 5.
All right. Very good, Cass, man. And, thanks for that report. And we will talk to you next Saturday.
All right, boys. Talk to you then.
See you, Cass.
Thanks, Cass, man. Dave from La Mesa is here at the Kona Kai. Thanks for coming out, Dave. Appreciate that very much. All right. And just to let you know, if you step on the mic, you see Tommy P. If you haven't given us a slip yet, everybody's going to get in there, but one night stay at the Kona Kai Resort, another night stay at the Kona Kai Resort, a 50-minute Noble House massage at Spa Terra, and a brunch for four at Vessels, along with that pair of Maui Jim sunglasses up for grabs this morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
First thing I want to say is how beautiful and how fortunate we are this morning to be here. This is an absolutely awesome venue.
It is, isn't
Thank
it?
Thank you for this. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks to the Kona Kai.
So my question is, we're right across the street from the Shelter Island Boat Launch. Does anybody have an update?
I stopped over there the other day, and I actually saw a concrete ramp, which is just amazing. That's a first step when you have a launch ramp, right? You need concrete ramp.
I think that would be important, for sure.
Yeah. So I saw concrete. I saw a wall, and it looks like it's actually making some good progress. And as far as a final date, I heard a rumor that they were going to open it partially, maybe after the first of the year. But they've been saying kind of a lot of rumors there. Everybody's kind of laughing. Looking at it, you would say, no, that's not going to happen. Adam, any idea?
All I know is I spent the whole week trailering boats down to Coronado to help out one of our tenants get their tenders on and off, and that was just... All I could think about is when this boat ramp's going to open. But
yeah.
I just keep driving by hoping to see a sign or that flashing sign gone off the island. But I have no idea.
Yeah, Steven, I know you own Dana Landing in Mission Bay as well as run the show here at the Kona Kai Marina. What's your thought on that?
No, I mean, same as you. I mean, I think everyone's kind of saying officially early 2019. I think that's probably, you know, I mean.
It's not breaking your heart, though, that this is closed, is it?
The longer the better.
Yeah. Because everybody's trailing their boats over to Dana Landing, which is a better spot anyway.
And, I mean, it's going to be great when this launch ramp opens up.
And, it's going to be a beautiful ramp.
Again, there's no reason to rush it. You know, I mean, we're already through the season. You know? I mean, just make it right. It's going to be a launch ramp for another 50 years. So.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah. So we'll if we can get an update from the port, which maybe the port doesn't even know. Sherm? Does the port even know? He's a city guy. He's not a port guy. So, all right. Thanks for coming down. Dan in El Cajon. Dan, you're next up on the mic. Thanks, Dan, for coming. Appreciate that very much. All right. You want to get through on the phones? 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Thanks to the Kona Kai. This is a great venue.
Isn't
this
awesome?
A great event.
How was breakfast?
Oh, fantastic. This is a first class.
All right.
Anybody who's out there, they should get down here because it's great. One of my questions was we were out fishing a couple months ago, and I kept hearing the term green water. What are they talking about? Because we're on the, where are the fish, and everybody's having a hard time. So what's green water? What are they talking about?
Steven?
I mean, it's just that off-color water. You're typically looking for blue, purple water. It's kind of when you put your jigs in, typically when you're going to catch fish. Recently, kind of that fish has been biting in the green
some
water.
Some green water, too. Some off-color water.
Off-color water, which is, it happens, but typically it's unusual. Typically you look for that clear, blue, purple-ish water. So
just
the color of it.
Yeah, it's basically the kind of the plankton in the water and the different life in the water causes the green. But like if you look at terrafin charts, typically what happens is you look for that nice blue water. And it's amazing that technology today is not only you know what the sea surface temperature is, but also you know what the color of the water is by looking at these charts. And you can literally drive right to the blue water. or the clean water, and hopefully that's where the fish are. But like Steven says, there's been a lot of fish in the off-color water this year.
It's been weird.
So, yeah.
Well, thank
so
you.
So that's what it is.
Yep.
All right. I'm sure Pete Giacalone from Kessler Yachts can give us a lot more insight because he was a commercial fisherman for and a sport fisherman for a number of years and can give us a lot more insight on green and blue water, too. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and jump in the phones. Gus from Burbank is on the line. Good morning, Gus.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning,
yo,
Gus.
Steve. Yo, Steve. Yo, Pete.
How are you, Bob?
Yo, Gus.
You know, I'm embarrassed to say that I've never been to the Kona Kai. And
you should be embarrassed.
Yeah. I don't own a boat anymore, so I'm wondering, is the Kona Kai is that a place to, if I want to spend a few days in San Diego, is that the best place to stay for, you know, if I don't own a boat?
It's a spectacular resort, Gus. You should come on down. Like we said, it's right at the end of Shelter Island, views on both sides. I mean, there is a large marina here, but it is a resort, you know.
Yeah.
It's
primarily
it's
a resort and marina, so it's kind of a 50-50 deal. And it's got all the amenities of a luxury resort anywhere that you'd find in San Diego. But the advantage of the Kona Kai is you've got these spectacular views 360 degrees where you are here.
Yeah. I mean, I would consider this a high-end boutique hotel.
Yeah.
And if
that's
what you're looking for, absolutely.
And affordable, too, I might add,
absolutely.
Too. It's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
You look at some of the rates for the Kona Kai Resort, you can really get some great rates here at the resort. So, yeah, you want to pay a visit to San Diego, Gus? Check out Kona Kai Resort. ResortKonaKai.com is the actual website, and you can book right online and come on down here. We'd love to see you, Gus.
Let us know, Gus.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
I'd love to be there.
All right. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, indeed. Pete, come on, step up here and grab a mic and grab a seat here. We have to follow up on this question of clean water because you as a commercial fisherman, as well as ran sport boats for many, many years, how would you answer that question? First of all, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you. How would you answer that question about clean blue water versus dirty water, all that kind of stuff?
You know, it depends on what part of the coast you're on.
Yeah.
You know, down here you're always looking for purple water. You always hear the guys on the radio saying, well, it's off color, it's off color. You're looking for that real clean water, whereas up in Oregon you're fishing in, you know, split pea soup water.
Yeah, it looks totally green.
Yeah. That's where all the bait is and that's where all the albacore are, but down here, it seems to be mostly clean water, so I think it just all depends.
Up north, is there any blue water, or is it just that's just the way it is everywhere?
There's blue water, but you usually find most of the stuff where all that anchovy is up there, and it's in that green water.
Interesting.
Yeah, but down here, typically, we're going to find stuff in the cleaner water, the bluer water.
Yeah, usually, you just usually find trash fish in the green water, as you've seen.
Yeah, but this year's been kind of an exception. There's been a lot of fish, a lot of bait in the green, in the off-color water. I would call it green water because green water is like what you talk about up north. It's like split pea soup color.
Right.
Yeah. The green water here is just bluish green, right?
Yeah, and it's, you know, like everybody that taught me from when I was young, you know, you find the fish where the groceries are. So.
Yeah. And a lot of times they're on that edge, right? They're on the edge of the blue and the green, or the blue and the off-color water, shall we call it?
Yeah, and a lot of times people pay more attention to the color of the water than the temperature of the water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're in 58-degree green water, there's probably not much in it. But if you're in 70-degree green water, should be fishing it.
So temperature is more important when you're talking about the watercolor.
I would say so.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Very good. All right. Thanks, Pete. Well, welcome. Kessler Yachts
is
here. They live here. Pete lives here practically at the Kona Kai, and he's right next to Adam all the time. They're neighborhoods. And Kessler Yachts is just killing it here at the Kona Kai, right?
Yeah, we love it here.
Yeah.
Couldn't be in a better place, better view.
Yeah.
You know, we got over 500 potential clients sitting here.
Yeah.
So.
And you keep a lot of your brokerage boats here at the Kona Kai, too, right?
Yeah, we try to keep most of them here.
Yeah, yeah. And business is good.
Yeah, and business is really good. Inventory's starting to get tough. Good stuff sells.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But if you want a fishing boat, Steve can attest to this. Adam can attest to this. You go see Pete and Mike at Custler. They're the guys that know where the good fishing boats are, right?
Told you. Sold me the Blackjack.
That's right. Yeah. Sold me the Pacifica.
Yep.
So, you know, it's like...
I better watch out. He might sell me something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good point. You know, we do have, like, you know, four or five brokers down here. We have Northrop & Johnson, which is a lot of, like, big mega yacht, that type of stuff. Well, obviously, Custler is, you know, is our bread
premier.
And butter, premier for sure. Been here the longest. CFB Marine just moved in, took over one of the units, so they're there. We have the Catamaran Company that does catamaran sailboats. We also have the San Diego Sailing Academy, which will teach you how to sail. So, you know, we have a bunch of Stars and Stripes does charters out of here. We have boat rentals.
You actually can come down to the Kona Kai. You don't have to have a boat. You can come down and rent a kayak or a boat or a jet ski.
Jet ski or a motorboat.
You have all that
all
here.
All that stuff. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you have a new store, too, right? A new ship store.
Yeah. It's, you know, we opened a little retail shop down here where the boat rentals are. You know, it's the same office. So we have, you know, it's like a little, you know, we have coffee and food. And we actually have Maui Jim sunglasses in there.
No
so,
kidding.
Yeah,
okay.
A little retail shop. But, you know, there's a lot. That's just another part of the whole layer of the marina. But, you know, I mean, so much there to help the marina tenant and anyone who comes down.
Perfect. All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be talking more to Pete, more to Adam, more to Steven. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice, live from the Kona Kai Resort in Shelter Island on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern, and we are pulling out all the stops on this one with discounts from 20 to 60% on hundreds of items. Just listen to this list of vendors. Accurate, Aftco, Avet, Calstar, Costa, Daiwa, Fishworks, Gamakatsu, Iser, Mustad, Nomad, Okuma, Olakai, Owner, P-Line, Penn, Phoenix, Power Pro, Salty Crew, Seaguar, Seeker, Shimano, West Coast Marine, and Yozuri. That's right, over 20 manufacturers' reps, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Closeouts we've never offered before at Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranx Casting Contest. Show your surface iron skills. The winner gets a Tranx 500 worth $500. It's our biggest sale of the year with hundreds of items discounted up to 60%. Plus, plenty of manufacturers' incentives to spice up the pot. We'll have a huge raffle, lots of fun for everyone. So don't miss it. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle clothing and accessories. Saturday, November 3rd, check fishermanslanding.com.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last three decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people, my brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617. Or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Many years. years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
No matter what the season, Rapala Lure should always be a part of your fishing arsenal. It's time to stock up on the trolling lure that's proven to catch more fish. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Mag runs perfect right out of the box. All have extreme action with a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. Here's some big news. X-Wrap Mags now get up to 40 feet deep with the new X-Mag 40. Spool up with Suffix line, which was designed and recommended for trolling X-Wrap mags, and you have a deadly combo. You should also check out Rapala Husky Magnum heavy-duty high-speed trolling lures built for battling large game fish. The Husky Mag lures, like all Rapala lures, are built tough and available at a great price. So bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum or the Rapala Husky Magnum are the ultimate trolling lures for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size, and start catching more fish. See the entire lineup at Rapala.com.